Today is one of our favorite signs of spring. It's baseball's opening day. I met up with Joe Block, the radio voice of the Milwaukee Brewers at Miller Park, to ask him what it will take for the Brewers to contend for this year's playoffs.
Well, I think that's the key word, Terry, is contend. These are contenders, and, you know, over the course of a long season, you don't know what's going to happen with injuries, players doing better than you think, worse than you think, and trades and all sorts of things happen over the course of a year. But as of right now, I don't see any reason why the Brewers aren't contenders for the NL Central crown this season.
One thing they needed is better pitching, and they got one of the best pitchers in baseball from last season, Kyle Loesch, just a few days ago.
Yeah, that's a great signing. Kyle Loesch, like you said, Terry, is coming off of a great year, and he is really starting to come into his own here in his middle 30s. So even though he's a more experienced pitcher, a little bit older, he's really going to help anchor this Brewers starting rotation.
For the time being, the Brewers are missing a big bat and a reliable glove in Corey Hart at first base. Do you think they'll be able to make do in the meantime till he's healthy again?
Terry, if you asked me that question a month ago, I don't know if I could have given you an answer, but Alex Gonzalez looked really good this spring training defensively.
Last year's shortstop.
Yeah, he's never played anywhere except for shortstop in the major leagues. Never an inning, never anywhere else. But he played a little third in winter ball over the years, and now he's going to be the Brewers' utility, or one of their utility infielders. And so he'll open the year as the first baseman. We know he's got a little bit of pop. Sure, it's not going to be anything like Corey Hart, but maybe now that he's a corner infielder, maybe he'll start developing that kind of pop that he's supposed to.
I know you prefer not to talk about the previous season when talking about the upcoming season, but the core of this team played together at the end of last season and played together pretty well.
Yes, and I think the way that they finished last year, 29-13 to close, which was tied for the best record in baseball over the final quarter of the season. That's not just 10 games or 12 games. That was a quarter of a season. Now, a quarter of a season is only one-fourth. That's not an entire season. Can you put together some of that, at least for most of a season? Well, this Brewers team shows that it's capable of doing that. And I think that's why Mark Antanasio, Doug Melvin, showed the great confidence they did in a lot of these young players. Gene Segura is going to start the year a rookie at shortstop. He's looked tremendous in spring training, batting .389 as of now when we're taping this. The starting rotation. When they signed Kyle Loesch, it wasn't just because of, well, maybe some of these young starters, we're not sure if they're ready. It wasn't born of panic at all. It was born of, hey, Kyle Loesch is a really good pitcher, and if we can make our team better, we can do that. So these other young starting pitchers, Willie Peralta especially, those guys are going to be asked to do some things again this year too, and we'll see some rookie relievers too, or early second-year guys really start to contribute. So this Brewers team has a lot of veterans. That's why they're thought to be contenders, but it's going to be those young guys too that are going to have to create some more of that magic again for this season.
What does this team have to do, and what do they have to avoid to make the playoffs?
Well, I think, any team has to avoid injuries. And I think, something that shows why they can win is their offense. Last year, leading the National League in runs scored, leading all of baseball in stolen bases, leading the NL in home runs. We know this is a power team, but their base running has been the hallmark under Ron Renicki his first two seasons. And that is going to be a reason why they could win a couple of those extra games, and now with the second wild card, that might just get them into the postseason this year.
That's Brewers radio play-by-play announcer Joe Block. The baseball season in Milwaukee starts this afternoon against the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.